Kyle, how does all the injuries at your position, tackle position, how do they affect you?
Well, you know, regardless of how people are feeling, you know, everyone's got to be ready to go at every point in the season. You know, active roster, guys that may not normally suit up on game day. You know, you never know what's going to happen over the course of the week. Practice squad guys, you know, everyone's always got to be ready for, you know, guys to go down, guys to be sick, guys to, you know, not feel great. So, yeah.
Kyle, if you do wind up starting again, what does the experience last week mean for you? How do you quantify just how much more comfortable you might feel in a second start versus a first one?
Yeah, obviously you get those first game jitters out of the way. Not that it's not going to be as emotional as the first one. You know, obviously anytime you can compete at this level, you know, you're always going to be fired up and ready to go. But, you know, getting that first one out of the way and kind of in past and I can build off of, I think I'm just going to be that much more comfortable. But, you know, mindset's going to be the same. Preparation's still going to be the same. So, yeah, I just got to be ready, keep doing what I'm doing, keep seeking coaching, applying coaching, and, you know, kind of get the job done.
What kind of stuff can you do on your own? I know you guys will work silent counts a lot, obviously, this week in practice, but it will be new for you in that kind of environment with speed rushers, indoors, loud stadium. Is there anything you can do on your own to help prepare for that in terms of talking to guys, working through different hand signals, whatever it is? How much more extra stuff can you do to get ready?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a huge challenge when you go to a hostile environment. You know, with it being their first game in the new stadium, you know, I'm sure they're going to be as excited as any other fan base. So nonverbal communication is always huge when it comes to, you know, away games, period.
Speaking of nonverbal communication.
Yeah, but lost my train of thought there.
But no, can you do stuff on your own in terms of talking to guys, or is it just all team reps inside the
huddle? I mean, that's obviously the biggest thing, is getting those reps as one unit, you know, because there is the silent camp mechanics and all that. But we rep it so much over, you know, even in OTAs we were practicing it, you know, throughout training camp. We have the noise simulation, and, you know, I played in plenty of loud places in college, and, you know, each place has their own kind of way to work stuff like that. But I think I'm experienced enough, and, you know, I think I can really talk for everybody in the room that everyone's kind of been in that situation at least a time or two. So from my experience, it seems like you kind of get a feel for those things as the game goes on. And, you know, after the first rep or two, you don't really think about it. And, you know, it's not one of those things where you're just, you know, stressing about the snap count and what's going on. It kind of becomes almost an afterthought. You kind of just get in the flow of the game.
Did you ever face McKinley when you were in college, attack McKinley? And if so, what do you remember about him as a player?
I know we went – so he came out this year, so we played UCLA every year. And I believe he was number 98 in college. I'm so we played him – yeah, I guess I would have played him a couple years. I remember him – pretty physical guy. Coming off the edge, they had a lot of guys moving around at the time, so I didn't really go against him for an extended amount of time. But, you know, obviously he's a great player and high draft pick. I saw a lot in him. You know, watched him in the first game and throughout the preseason. You know, he did pretty well. Good athlete. Like I said, powerful guy, and they got some experienced rushers over there he can learn from and kind of pick their brains. So I'm sure he'll be ready to play just like everyone else.